Hi everyone, welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series, and I'm pleased today to be joined with our clinical case management team, Alyssa Hansen, Jessica Borries, Scott Komen, and Bob Van Nest. Welcome guys.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
We're super excited to hear about what we do here at Clinical Case Management at Harmony and how we work, but we're also really excited about learning more about the new recovery coaching training that you all went through. So before we get into the recovery coaching, I want to talk with Alyssa first about, as the Director of Clinical Case Management, what is the role of case management here at Harmony, and how does it help clients?
Yeah, so over the last 2 to 3 years, the case management team has really evolved, and prior to having a case management department, our counseling staff did their own discharge planning for clients, and discharge planning does take a lot of time and energy and resources, and so it was really imperative that we develop a case management department to really focus our efforts and give clients specialized attention when it comes to discharge planning. So our case management team, again, consists of Jess, Scott, and Bob, and they work with the men and women here to develop really a solid continuing care plan for when a client leaves here, whether it's after a short detox day or whether it's on day 31 after completing their residential stay. But our role is to really network with professionals and other treatment centers in the community to find good, solid reference that we really trust and feel would be an appropriate fit for our clients financially and clinically. So most of our clients leave here with referrals for self-help groups, a follow-up medical appointment. Some clients leave with referrals to sober living, intensive outpatient, therapy appointments. It really goes on a large spectrum of continuing care, and our role is just to help them navigate that large spectrum, find the resources that they're interested in and that fit with their insurance or their financial needs, and really develop good plans that, and set appointments. We find that setting appointments is really beneficial to the client in order to make sure that they stay engaged in their recovery.
And so families, of course, who are listening would definitely be happy to hear that our job isn't about just treating them while they're in the program, but really building a safety net for them as they're moving on in their early recovery. And that's really what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Treatment doesn't end on day 30 or day 10 or however long a client is here. Treatment is really just beginning. And if there's anything more important, I don't know that there really is. I think really the most important thing is their continuing mm-hmm. care in order for them to stay engaged in an active recovery community. And they may learn the tools to stay sober here, but if they don't go out and implement them and just start with the same behaviors of isolating and not staying engaged with other peers in the program, they're likely to, relapse or start exhibiting relapse behavior. So it's really important for them to stay connected.
That's great. It's a great overview. So obviously our clients recognize that treatment we can deal with on the foundation level, but recognizing that it's a continual process and the work that we do to help them with that is equally important. So Jess, we just had you guys look at, the whole concept around case management. Now we're looking at what are the skills that you think are necessary to be a good clinical case manager when you're working with clients. We know they can be fairly resistant when they come into treatment. How are they when they get to you all, and what kind of skills do you think are important in order to be successful in your job?
Well, they come in all different stages of recovery. Of course, depending on when we first get to them and what program they're in, but I think the skills that it takes to be a good clinical case manager is definitely flexibility, open-mindedness, and being able to look at the bigger picture. There's a lot of things that go into someone's aftercare plan. Family dynamics, legal issues, finances always, so on and so forth. And so we have to look at the person as a whole and what they're going to need. That's why we meet with people individually. No one is stepping back into the same situation as, their roommate or anyone else here. And so you know, really just looking at what we feel they will need for sustained recovery, and then, you know, really good communication skills with the client about what they feel they're going to need. They are the expert on themselves. And so, you know, I think keeping them motivated is always an obstacle that we have to try and overcome. You know, I find myself reaching out to family members, you know, attorneys, people, sponsors, people who are going to help keep them accountable after they leave here. Their primary counselors, we do really try and work as a team here at Harmony with mental health, primary counselors, nursing, on. And so we can kind of surround them with our services and help keep them motivated. I certainly cannot do it on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because I've had a term used one time that it's almost a constellation approach, mm-hmm. where you're really kind of tapping into all of those key influences in that individual's life to help them stay sober. And our job is to be sort of the glue that helps them bring them together. So, and it's obviously one of the most important roles, I think, when you're working in residential treatment, because you're teaching someone how to recognize that, that it doesn't stop once they finish, as Alyssa said, 30 days or 28 days, that it's a continuation. So that's great to hear. And for those who are listening, if they're interested in this role, obviously things like motivational interviewing would be really important, having compassion and empathy. I think having an open and willing approach to working with people who might be resistant to treatment, mm-hmm. continued treatment, is also really important as well. So Bob, all four of you just recently completed a recovery coach training. I think it was a 5-day training that was sponsored by CCAR. As clinical case manager for Harmony, and knowing what you've learned from that training, can you talk a little bit about the coaching itself and how you would be able to apply those techniques to the work that you're doing here?
Absolutely. I think we learned so much there, but one of the things that I really took away was each client experience is unique. You know, they have desires, needs, wants, and sometimes what they don't desire. And to really do this job well and to do recovery coaching well requires listening. And we learned some good listening techniques. We also learned motivational interviewing, which was mentioned before, and how we can step up the continuing care. You know, Jess mentioned how the different facets of a client fit into continuing care. I'm of the opinion that continuing care can come off any budget, can come in any location across the country, and it's up to us to try to provide resources and provide the motivation. In the end, you know, a lot of times when I'm looking at this recovery coaching or being a continuing case or working with continuing care, you know, I talk to clients about what do you desire, what was missing, what is gone that you want back. To some people, it's fly fishing, to others, it's family. Mm-hmm. To other people, it's about community and about no longer being isolated. And that's an important piece, because in our recovery coaching, our job is, okay, what are you going to do to get there? What action steps can you take? What are you willing to take? Are you willing to look at to get that done?
So a very important part of the work that you all do, and it sounds like the coaching is just going to enhance your efforts in helping clients have that motivation to continue the work that they've started here.
Absolutely.
That's great. And then finally, Scott, long-term coaching, it's important to clients after they leave treatment. How do you see this playing a role in Harmony for clients leaving? So, for example, you know, we don't just stop once they leave treatment. So you all have put this great plan together, but there's conversations that do happen with our clients after they leave. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. We do follow-up calls with clients after leaving treatment. It's something that is sort of a supportive role, mm-hmm. Something that we can reach out to our clients and ask them, what do you need now? What is something that has helped, and what can we help you with further? I think it's a vision of Harmony to have further recovery coaching down the line for 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road. to be able to support clients in their recovery and have that base to go back to, you know, and check in with and so we can support the client any way we can.
That's great. And just a quick question for all of you that I did not include on our list of questions. If I were to ask you why you selected Harmony to work at, what would you say, Alyssa?
Let's see. Well, I've been here almost 8 years now, and I just happened here upon fate, I guess. But having worked here for this long now, I would say really the people that work here are very passionate about what they do, and it really feels good to give back every day and see just the changes that are made in our clients, even day to day, but especially the clients that are here with us even longer, we can see an even more significant change in them. But I just really think the people here are just very passionate and have a lot of empathy and are able to really do some great work with our clients here. And so I think all about the staff and the people that work here.
Thanks, Alyssa. How about you, Bob?
You know, it's about instilling hope, and I just absolutely love being part of a mission that helps people with quality of life and getting that hope back where it might have been gone.
That's great. Thank you. How about you, Scott?
To me, it's about the teamwork, the compassion that Harmony brings to the table, the care given to clients, and the it's a message of one that the staff genuinely cares about the client.
Mm-hmm. We agree with that. And finally, Jess.
So I have worked in a few different treatment centers, and this is the first place that I feel like I can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Integrity is really big to me, and I just have always felt like Harmony is very trustworthy. And I love working here. I love the people I work with. I love the clients. And there are a lot of treatment options out there, and I would send my loved one here. Mm-hmm. So.
Wonderful. Thank you all for your work and the great work that you do for recovery. It really means a lot to us and to the many families and individuals that you work with. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.